Florida. Mark, welcome to Engelman Overnight. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, good. Mark.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Howdy, folks.
Mark had a high adventure recently.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Mark?
It's been quite a day. I was assisting a German film crew as they were shooting a documentary here in Clearwater, and I got assaulted by a man with a hammer.
When did this happen? Today?
Yes, this morning, shortly before noon.
So I take it you were filming, this German film crew was filming a documentary on Scientology?
Exactly.
And you're a former Scientologist?
I was never in the church, no.
Uh-huh.
I'm an interested outsider.
Okay, so you're leading these guys, this German crew around, you're showing them around Clearwater.
Well, not exactly. They came into town to try to interview a high-ranking church member, and they asked me to come along to photograph them in case there was any trouble. They wanted to have a backup cameraman who could just be in the distance on the sidewalk videotaping them as they shot.
Uh-huh.
Little did I know that I was the one that was going to need the backup, because as we were leaving, we were out in the street walking back toward a car, and all of a sudden one of the German cameramen says, "Achtung, Achtung," and I look around, and there's a guy with a hammer right behind me, starting to curse and threaten me, and he actually swung at me and hit the camera and shoved me a couple of times.
Did you have him arrested?
Excuse me?
Did you have him arrested?
We tried. That's the really interesting thing. The police arrived on the scene, and one of the Clearwater police officers, the first to arrive is Officer Kelly. He did not like the fact that we were there.
What the hell does he have to do with that?
Well, the Clearwater police seem to be, I hate to say it, but they, several of them seem to be siding with Scientology. We told him that this man assaulted us with a hammer, or specifically me, and mm-hmm. I had videotape to show that, and he didn't even want to see the tape. Not only did he not want to see the tape, but he said to me, "Did you inform the man with the hammer that you were videotaping him and that you were taping the audio?" And I said, "No. No, I did not tell him that I was taping audio. I had a video camera right there. I assumed that anyone would think there's audio in it. But why are you even asking me this? Because he assaulted me with a hammer." And he would not even look at the videotape. It wasn't until a sergeant came to the scene that the sergeant looked at the tape, and then something happened. But they didn't even arrest him at that point. They just sent it up blind to the state attorney to make a decision whether they should do anything about this guy.
So a report was taken?
Yes, a report was taken.
So are they going to a grand jury, or is this, I don't understand. If somebody assaults you, you can have them arrested for assault.
Well, you would think that. In fact, I put the video up on my website today of the assault, so if anyone wants to see what actually happened, you can go to my website, which is zenutv.com, and that's xenutv.com, and I have hundreds of hours of real video on the Internet about Scientology. There's a link from the main page to that video right now. I've been having interesting run-ins with the church lately. Last week I was in Chicago videotaping an interview with two dentists, a married couple, who got sucked into Scientology through a front group called the Marcus Group, which was a management company teaching dentists and doctors and veterinarians how to make more money with their business. And they immediately suck you into Scientology, and you're reporting your income to the Marcus Group every week, so they know exactly how much money you're making, and they know exactly how much to extract from you. These folks were trying to get some money back from the church. They called me and invited me up to talk with them We went to the Chicago church last Tuesday night. We got to the church. We're standing on the sidewalk outside the building, and I start to talk to them on camera, and immediately two thugs come racing out of the church, grab me, and try to wrestle the camera from me. We're asking them to identify themselves, and they finally say that they're Chicago cops, but they won't tell us their name. After repeated requests, they're saying, what does that matter? We're cops. And I was a little concerned because this does not seem like the proper behavior for police. They showed us an ID, which the wife thought was phony. So I'm being held by two police officers. The wife is looking at the ID saying, that's a fake ID. You're not a real cop. Now I'm getting really worried.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that they were indeed police officers because squad cars came and they identified these fellows. But I got arrested for criminal trespassing while standing on the sidewalk in Chicago. And the videotape that I shot showed the entire incident. However, when I got my camera back from the police the next day, the tape was missing from the camera. I guess I'm naive. I've never run into situations like this before. I've always been a big supporter of the cops. But it seems when you have Scientology's money involved that the law does not necessarily go the way of, you know, the way it should.
So these dentists and this Marcus group.
Yes.
I mean, they were witnesses to this whole thing.
They were, indeed. And in fact, you can watch their version of what they saw. I put that on the web as well. We went back two nights later and stood across the street this time so they couldn't claim that we were anywhere near their property,
mm-hmm.
even though they still called the cops on us. And I had Barbara and Bill Zizek, the dentist, tell what happened that night. I'm up on criminal charges, so I didn't want to go near their property again, and we'll wait to see what happens there. But
I don't
criminal
see how,
trespassing for being on a sidewalk to conduct an interview.
I don't see how that can. I don't. You know, you've got two witnesses you were interviewing, and you were on the sidewalk.
Right.
It would seem to me that the video camera and tape has to be part of some kind of documentation at the police department, doesn't it? It was taken in as evidence?
The tape was, the camera was taken away and returned to me the next day. And then when the camera was returned to me, the tape was missing from the camera.
Did you notice that immediately and bring it to their attention?
That's the first thing I looked for. I was worried all day whether the tape would still be there. And I made sure that an officer, the officer who brought the camera back to me, was actually watching as we looked together.
What did he say?
Camera.
What did he say?
It was a woman, and she was a little surprised. And she didn't know how Scientology could have gotten the tape. And I suggested, well, it was perhaps not Scientology who took the tape because the camera was in police custody the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're dealing with a, it's essentially like dealing with a spy agency. I mean, they were convicted in 82 in the largest domestic spying case in American history, U.S. versus Mary Sue Hubbard, for infiltrating the IRS or bugging a U.S. attorney's office. I mean, it's like fighting the mob, except they use religious cloaking, and they lie.